Thank you for calling the Inspirational Voice message line at Second Presbyterian Church. We hope this message finds you peace today and in the days ahead. Today's reading is from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25, through Ephesians 5, verse 2. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. And give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for the building up as it fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit by God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. God blesses the reading of Scripture. This scripture is very timely today, as it's probably timely in every generation when the current generation feels as if they had it better, that civil discourse was better, that there was more politeness in the world. But I would assume that everybody can point to a better time in which they felt that everybody had it together, but the true answer is we've never really had it together. Paul instructs Christians in this passage to not let anger go unresolved. Anger in itself is not a sin, but anger let to simmer and fester and creep into other areas of our life is indeed a sin. It produces malice. It produces bitterness. The problem is we live in a culture of 24-hour news cycles, and the world. And the world tells us at times to be outraged all the time and to never take things in, let things go, to forgive, to give grace, but is constantly reminded of why you should be bitter, of why you should be upset. There are things in this world that deserve our outrage and deserve our anger in the moment, but need to quickly be pivoted to solutions and quickly pivoted to hope and grace, politeness, friendliness, and love. We need to honor the gift of Christian life and know that saving grace means growing into a new self. It constantly means growing and adapting. The devil wants us to stay the same because he can prey on our frustrations and he can prey on our willingness to never grow as a person or in our love of God. The devil in the world looks for cracks to seep into our every life, to look at every aspect of what we do and find a foothold. These passages clamor for you not to let the devil get a foothold in any aspect of your life. There's way more room for love, way more room for discourse and decorum and conversation, because we have more in common than we don't. And at the end of the day, the gift that God has given us of Christian life is a gift that was given to us by God and not man. And it's a gift that we can give over and over and over to everybody we come in contact with. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for being here. Thank you for being present. Thank you for always being the shining light on a hill that we can point to. Even in a day when we are asked to look at the negativity in everything and the badness in everybody and the shortcomings of everyone, we understand that we are flawed and we understand that we have fault. We understand that we are not perfect. We also understand that the gifts that we have been given are not man-made and they are given to us by you, but that how we use those gifts is our gift back to you. Please, God, watch over us. Watch over those that are our enemies. Watch over us that are our presumed enemies, and understand that we can reach out and we can talk and we can have discourse and polite conversation and love for those that we don't agree with. And that we can do that in your name, and we can show grace as you have shown grace towards us. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you again for calling the voice message line, and we hope this finds you some peace and grace throughout the week, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you.